having been the victim of fraud and identity theft myself, I know how terrible and difficult that can be.
So State Senator Bill Dodd, whose district includes southern Sonoma County, is pushing legislation that would offer some additional recourse to the 900,000 Californians who were victimized by Wells Fargo's hyper-aggressive sales tactics.
My bill, SB 33, simply says if you perpetrate fraud by misusing personal information that was given to you confidentially by one of your customers and opening up fake accounts, you no longer have the protection of forced arbitration that people who have a problem and want that problem addressed can use our court of law.
Forcing consumers who are already reeling from the bank's unlawful actions to seek resolution through mandatory arbitration just adds to their victimization, Dodd says, because there is no assurance that the private arbitrators will be unbiased.
They are paid for by the banks. So the idea that that's really a fair system is not only proven statistically in the results that we've seen, but it's absolutely understandable. If you're an arbitrator, of course, you don't want to lose the business if you're getting a lot of business arbitrating claims from Wells Fargo, for example.
Valerie Higgins, a retired judge and law school professor from Larkspur, has been one of those private arbitrators. She points out that the bank's reliance on such legal hearings depends on some carefully crafted language.
Private arbitration contracts have been based upon the voluntary agreement of the parties. And if they don't, then the arbitrator has no jurisdiction to hear the matter.
But, she adds, the process of getting that voluntary agreement is itself often obscure.
In the credit card bill, a little slip of paper saying, you hereby agree that we're inserting a mandatory agreement to arbitrate any dispute that arises under this credit card. And if you don't object or take some sort of affirmative action, then you agree to that arbitration. Not taking affirmative action, that's what's being considered, quote unquote, agreement.
Dodd, who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, says his bill, as first conceived, would have reined in this practice in many kinds of consumer agreements. But as it took shape, he was persuaded to confine its application to banks and financial institutions. The result, says Higgins, is a measure that can apply to only a very narrow set of circumstances.
It says that a court may refuse to order a case to arbitration where the case involves a fraudulently created account without the consumer's consent and the unlawful use of the consumer's identity information.
Earlier drafts would have voided the mandatory arbitration if either of those conditions applied. As it is now written, they are both necessary. But in that form, says Dodd, the prospects for it to become law appear good.
This bill is opposed by the California Chamber of Commerce and the California Bankers Association. So that was kind of interesting, but expected. So I expect it to get passed by the California State Senate. The State Assembly is going to be a work in progress. We're going to have to work hard over there, but only needing 41 votes, I would expect this would get through the Assembly as well.
If that happens, says Dodd, Governor Brown has indicated that he would support the measure. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.